This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Since President Biden started his open border policy, millions have infiltrated the sovereignty of the United States. In fact, a man on a terrorist watch list was arrested this week at the border trying to sneak in. The Lone Star State has had enough and began protecting itself.
Texans are proud of their state's government for building a border wall, even if it does come at a cost to the state's taxpayers. State Representative Brian Harrison, a former chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Trump administration, said on Newsmax.
So I do think my friends, neighbors, colleagues, my constituents are proud to see their government standing up and doing something that is unprecedented. We have now a state stepping up, reallocating resources to secure the sovereignty and the integrity of the border of the United States. It's something that we need to do, and it's unfortunate we're here, but I'm very proud to be part of a state that's stepping up, fighting back against the federal government's inaction on the border.
The lawmaker added that the border is the main issue in Texas among borders. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut spoke at an award ceremony on December 11th, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders use the event to recruit potential members to the organization. Blumenthal, one of the wealthiest members of the Senate, gave out certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Awards, given annually by the Connecticut People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA. Senior editor Chris Bedford from the Federalist Publication on Fox News.
I mean, this is a party sponsored by the Connecticut People's World Party. It's pretty obvious to anyone who's got an ounce of sense, especially someone who's been around as long as a senator has, that this is a communist event. And if, as you point out, there's any doubt remaining, then maybe when they called it communist in the introduction speech, that would have tipped him off. But this is a classic game that people play in Washington, D.C., where they hold hands with communists, whether it's here in Connecticut or whether it's in China, where they've got investments, where they're making money, where they've got all these different things, whether it's Silicon Valley or Washington, D.C., they work with the communists abroad. And they always say, oh, well, we didn't know about this, we didn't know about that. But the truth is out there. We've got, because of this 100-year anniversary, 100 years of the most brutal crimes against humanity by the communists, 100 years of oppression, 100 years of mass murder, 100 years of censorship. These are their friends. Republicans, this is where they're making money. And when he wants to talk about, I'm a fan of capitalism in America, well, his actions speak a lot louder than words, and we can see this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have my good friend Carl Gallups. Yes, Carl, the critically acclaimed Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
I'll tell you, it is such an honor to have you with us, Carl. I wanted to take this opportunity to, you know, sometimes before you go forward, you got to look back to see where you've been, to really get your bearings to see where we're going. Interestingly, the country right now, at least two-thirds of the country, says that we're heading in the wrong direction. I said, well, that's a good answer. Okay, but the next question is, what is the right direction?
Yeah, well, listen, the right direction, I can speak at a secular level and a biblical level, and the two really do go together if one's mind is and heart is directed towards the things of the Lord anyway. But at the secular level, we need to get back to being a nation of rule of law, of practicing as much truth as is possible.
Yes.
The thing is, there have been decades now of this socialist communist undermining of every major institution of our culture. And it has worked. I mean, it's working.
Exactly.
But it's finally reaching a point, it seems, where people are truly waking up to it, because it's impacting them and their children and their lives and their jobs. You know, for the longest, we kind of drifted along in the lap of luxury. And so we just paid attention to just what was going on around us. Now it's kind of a worldwide spirit, and we know that, we understand that. That gets to the biblical issue, but back to this daily living issue. Now it's come home. Now it's come to the United States, the nation that at least had some semblance of rule of law and a justice system and some sense of what's right and wrong and what a real marriage is and what, you know, these kinds of things. And so,
yes,
you know, we're going to have to get back to some of the basics. We're going to have to get back to a constitutional understanding of our nation. If we keep sliding along this path of socialism and entitlement mentality, this destructive tidal wave that is already hitting us is going to continue to pummel us until we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the biblical avenue, it ties into that, and that is we're going to I know this is not meant to be some Christian utopia. That's not possible until the Lord returns. But we're going to have to get our national heart where it is at least unashamed of In God We Trust, unashamed to say that listen, it's not illegal to pray together and to allow people to tell each other about their faith, etc. So it's just, you know, this nation has never been perfect. It's always been an experiment from the beginning. We've gone through ins and outs and ups and downs, but it was founded upon at least the principles of the Word of God. We were not founded as a socialist communist nation. We were not founded as a Muslim nation or a Hindu nation or a Buddhist nation or even an atheist or an agnostic nation. And I'm not disparaging anybody who might be in those people groups. I'm just saying that's not how we were founded. That's not how the Constitution was written. That's not how the Declaration of Independence was drafted. That's not how the Bill of Rights.
It's not how we've been blessed, Carl.
Exactly.
We have been blessed because we were founded on these Judeo-Christian principles. I mean, 240 plus years of blessings from God Almighty, and we're choosing to turn our back on all the things that God has given us. And to your point, as a prophecy expert, where we are right now is no surprise. God warned us, said that there would be that spirit of deception that would be running rampant, and here we are. And we've turned our back on God, we've abandoned these godly principles, and then we wonder why we're living in this chaotic world that we live in right now.
No, you're exactly right, my friend. And you know, listen, I do, you know me for a long time, and you know I try to keep a really solid contextual biblical balance when I speak of these things. I'm not one of these guys that runs around setting dates and, you know, or the sky is falling or super sensationalizing things. I just deal with what is. I know that the Bible says that in the last days, now that phrase last days, again, doesn't mean I'm setting date. It just means, listen, things are winding towards the coming of the Lord. They just are. And so I know that the Word of God said in the last days, and I'm just paraphrasing now, but it's all throughout the Old and New Testament. I've written books and I preach messages on it and I do prophecy conferences on it. All of this is well documented. But the nation of Israel will return to the Middle East. And there it is. And then it prophesies, that's a 2,800-year-old prophecy. Then it prophesies that the city of Jerusalem will become the chief, and we would call it capital. That word's not in the Bible, but the chief city of Israel again. Well, that just happened a few years ago. Then the Bible speaks of the explosion of technology. Brother, listen, my wife and I were watching a movie just the other day that was a 1930s timepiece. Mm-hmm. We love those kinds of timepiece movies. And it was interesting to watch these people driving around in their little, I don't know, Model A, Model T, whatever. You know, those 1920 and 30 automobiles. And just watching them struggle with those things. And it was just a few decades before all of that. Just a double handful of decades, well, with many fingers left over, that people were walking or riding horses. And we were watching this saying, oh my gosh, look what has happened just in the last 100 years, you know, and look where we are now with space travel and deep space probes and interstate highways and nuclear power and automobiles and jet airplanes and war machines. And it went from riding horses and walking everywhere just a little over 120, 30, 40 years ago to where we are now. So for 6,000 years of human history, or maybe more, that's all it was. That was the technology. And then it exploded, and now it's on an exponential pattern. And you know what? The Bible says that in both the Old and New Testament. And it even outlines some of the technology that would be used that we are now using right now. So the bottom line is, yes, we're living in very prophetic times, and it would behoove us as a nation to wake up to that in some sort of just historical and logical way. I'm not saying everybody has to believe like you and I do about the Word of God and Jesus Christ, but there's only one book in the world that tells us that all of these things are going to happen, and no generation has ever seen them until now. And they're happening right before our eyes, and people are ignoring it. So all of these things have to kind of come into play if anything is going to turn around at all for the way that we have lived and the way we are living.
Well, we've been designed in such a way, Carl, God created this within us that leaves that hole in a heart. And the holes in people's hearts are crying out right now because they see this. They see what we're seeing. They may not want to admit it, but the fact of the matter, I was just having a conversation with Ray Comfort about the number one issue that people have in their lives. That is the fear of death. Think about it. 85%. The fear of death. I mean, and here we are, as you say, as time is progressing, we're getting closer and closer to that expiration date. One way or another, either we will naturally expire or the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will come, and then we know what happens from there. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Carl Gallups after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now, 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Well, Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Carl Gallups, the critically acclaimed Amazon's top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, I always enjoy our time together because we're able to talk about, you know, what's happening in the culture, in the context of the Word of God. No surprise here. God has been consistent. He's always faithful. Approximately, as you know, as a prophecy expert, two-thirds of what God had prophesied has already been fulfilled, 1,000%. I often tell people with a third remaining, what do you think the batting average is going to be with that next third? Chances are, God being God, he's going to still be batting 1,000%. And I believe with all that is happening, even though people may not understand it, I believe there's a yearning, and it's an opportunity for the church to be ready, because we know when this all starts, what's this all heading for is an incredible, you know, revival, because people are starting to witness the difference. They may not understand it totally, but they're starting to see the difference between those who are called by God and those that want to continue to walk in darkness.
Oh, there's no doubt. And those that want to continue to walk in darkness hate us because of the testimony our life displays. Not a testimony of perfection, but overall a testimony of very little fear. And, you know, right before the break, you were mentioning that. And I want to really boost what you said and tie it into what you just said, because the two go together. And that is this linear of thought that, you know, that the number one concern of people is the fear of death. Well, that actually is spoken of literally in the Word of God, and I'll get to that in a second. But just in the last few years, the National Institute of Health, and I've quoted this on your show before in times past, the National Institute of Health, during the COVID crisis, they published a report. And the report, I don't remember the title of it, but you can, for your listeners, they can put in some keywords of what I'm getting ready to say, and they'll find it. It's still out there. And they reported that there was an epidemic of the fear of death that was now global. Now, put those words in, National Institute of Health, and those words, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. All right, now listen, this a global, for the first time, a global epidemic, brother, not just, you know, problems here and there,
right,
but an epidemic of the fear of death. And it said it was driving mental disease. That's their words. Quote, mental disease globally that's going through the roof. They didn't know, they don't know how to deal with it in this monumental explosion. And they're basically, you know, researching, having think tanks. What are we going to do? Suicide rates are going through the roof. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sadness, loneliness, depression. And then they actually equated it to the COVID outbreak. And they said before COVID, they'd never seen anything like this. So this is kind of a, you know, at the deepest spiritual level, this is a demonic issue as well. It's a spirit that's sweeping the planet.
Carl, wait a minute. One second. Can I interrupt you for just a second? Just parenthetically here is that this craziness, this global epidemic of the fear of death, they created, they've exacerbated it. They're not offering any kind of redemptive idea. I mean, it's like, okay, you got to wear a mask. You're going to be okay. Well, the mask didn't work. Okay, you got to get vaccinated. That didn't work. Okay, now you got to get vaccinated and vaccinated and vaccinated and plus boosted in order. And it's still not working. So they have continued to exacerbate the problem. They're not offering any solution or true peace in all this.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. And the part of the exasperation is everything you just said, plus truth is being thrown to the ground. Major institutions of medicine and science are being trashed by 25-year-old news commentators as though they know more than institutions of health and science. Not that they're always 100% correct, but I'd rather believe a think tank of doctors and virologists and scientists that truly want health concerns of the world met, rather than just talking heads who are pushing a political agenda. And that's the thing that's caused this fear, brother, is so many people all over the planet can see. This is not entirely about health. It's more about agenda and control.
Yes.
And doing away with, rule of law. Now it's that we tell you what to do. Listen, right here in the United States, the bastion of the planet has never seen a constitutional republic based upon the word of God thrive and bloom and blossom and prosper like we have. And in the middle of it, a virus with a 99.8% survival rate brings us to our knees. And the government exactly. tells us we cannot go to church. The government tells us if we do go to church, we'll let you know if you can sing or not, or how many people can come to your church or not. Now, casinos can be open. Big box stores can be open. But, and I could right. go on and on. We've talked about this before. But that's why people are beginning to fear. They're watching in right. major institutions. None of them have ever been perfect, but they have served us well. And, yes, do we need to tweak the institutions of health and science? Yes. Do we need to tweak the institutions of police and patrolling and prisons and all that? Of course. Do we need to? But do we need to trash them, burn them down, throw them away, and just listen to whoever's sitting in the seat in Washington and let them be our king? No, we don't. And people see that happening. Exactly. They know we're being lied to. They know we're being deceived. They know that a very real virus that has really killed people is also being weaponized politically. And so it drives this fear of death. And the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 in the New Testament, tells us that the fear of death, and I'm paraphrasing, but it says this truth, the fear of death is Satan's number one weapon against the world. And look where we are with the National Institute exactly. of Health declaring that for the first time, there is a global spirit of fear that's driving an uptick in mental disease of epidemic proportions. And the Bible says that would happen in the last days. Jesus even talked about how people would die from heart attacks because of the fear that's coming upon the world, the dread that's coming upon the world. And so, but right in Hebrews 2, where it says that that's Satan's number one weapon, right under it says, but that's why Jesus came, to get rid,
that's right,
to destroy that fear of death, because those who believe have a better perspective of life. We understand if we belong to the Lord that he will provide for us in the end, right through the veil into eternal life, and that he is in the process of redeeming all things back to the way it was literally in the Garden of Eden. The last chapter of the Bible, exactly. Revelation 22, speaks of the restoration of that time. And so, you and me, people like us, a lot of your listeners, we are taking necessary precautions. We're using our head. We're trying to be respectful to other people's fear. But at the same time, we're getting on with life. And the people walking around exactly. in darkness are looking at us like we've got four eyes in our face.
Well, see, this is why Jesus came, Carl, so that we would be free from sin and death. He went to the cross, he resurrected, and when he resurrected, it punctuated that promise that is fulfilled. And that's why people of faith can walk in peace in the midst of all this chaos that's surrounding us. We got about a minute and a half left here, and I want to talk about the greatest gift that God has given his creation, sending his son from heaven to earth, Emmanuel. God is with us. And to this very day, that promise continues and that gift continues. And every year we're reminded on Christmas morning of the greatest gift that God could ever give us.
You come right into the opening pages of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There are either complete birth narratives or declaration of God keeping his promise. Mm. You move right on through to Galatians, where Paul says, at just the right time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, to deliver us from sin. You wind up in Revelation 12, where it speaks of the woman who gave birth to a male child, and the dragon, the serpent, Satan, was there to try to destroy him, but he could not. All the way through to the last pages of the book of Revelation, the whole message is God keeps his promise, and the biggest demonstration of it, his promise in Jesus Christ, which is Christmas. I am sending forth the Savior. He did, and for those of us that are recipients of that salvation who have believed, we have peace in our hearts.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop,
or house? Country, techno, or techno country? But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, huh? Happy New Year to you. Hope you've had a great holiday. You know, when the New Year comes, so does resolutions, right? And that includes focusing on our financial goals. Now a dynamic new radio show and podcast called Everyday Wealth is here to help. It's premiering January the 1st, co-hosted by two of the top journalists in the nation who are teaming up with Edelman Financial Engines to help people in all stages of their wealth planning journey. Soledad O'Brien has won Emmys, Peabody, and DuPont Columbia Awards. She currently anchors a magazine program called Matter of Fact with Soledad O'Brien, reports from HBO's Real Sports with Brett Gumbel, and is anchored for CNN, MSNBC, and NBC. Gene Chotsky has been the financial editor for NBC's Today Show for 25 years and is a best-selling author herself. Gene and Soledad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Bill.
Well, Soledad, let me start with you. What are some of the topics that we're going to learn about on Everyday Wealth?
Every single thing, literally anything that intersects with money in any capacity. And I think Gene and I are pretty good about distinguishing money and wealth. To me, at least, money is kind of the number that's in your bank account, and wealth is what's the life you're trying to get to? What do you want to leave? What are the goals and the dreams and the hopes that you have, and how do you use money as a tool to get there?
Well, I like the way you've – go ahead.
No, importantly, we're going to talk about this every single day, right? Like, that is part of the title as well. We are going to dive into these conversations on a regular basis and hope that our audience comes along with us and starts to have these conversations about money and about wealth as often as they need to be having them.
Mm-hmm. Jean, so what can we expect each week?
Well, we are going to be talking about all the issues that are in the news, of course, things like inflation, things like the Great Resignation, things like the markets and what's really going on. But we'll also delve into the life events, the life changes that impact people every single day, births, divorces, deaths, marriages, getting hired, getting fired, starting your own business. I mean, I could just go on and on. And importantly, we're going to do this with the help of planners from Edelman Financial Engines. They're wealth planners, and they're experts in the industry are going to join us every week. And they'll help us really lay out some tactical strategies, tactical solutions that people can follow in order to get a grip in their own life.
So, Dad, the last couple of years, we've learned a lot about how dynamic life is, and it seems that it has been moving with increasing rapidity. So, as Gene was saying, changes are very much a part of our future, especially in this coming year, don't you think?
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I think it's going to be really helpful to not just discuss the changes, but also get some help from wealth planners who can just throw out ideas and talk about things to think about. They often will say, you know, the first thing they don't talk about is your money. They talk about life. And I mean, that makes sense. Actually, I think a financial planner who first and foremost wants to talk about numbers, it might be a little scary. You know, I think people need to understand their goals, especially when things are chaotic. I mean, this has been a crazy use of a year, but I think it's been 2 years, and I think we're going into a third challenging year. And so, especially when there's a lot of chaos, you have to think about, okay, breathe. Now, what's the strategy? What's the intention? What's the plan? You mentioned January 1st. It's a really great time to relaunch, as I like to do every year. You know, what did I do well? What did I do not so well? And how do I figure out how to navigate better in the year ahead?
Gene, the idea of this show, what was the motivating factor in you and Soledad coming together to do this show?
Soledad and I have known each other for a minute, let's just say. We have worked together, you know, off and on for decades, and I know Soledad to be inquisitive and smart and willing to go there. When it comes to topics that sometimes people don't like to talk about, that's so important when it comes to our money. You know, having a partner on the show who is willing to ask the uncomfortable questions and sometimes to talk about the uncomfortable situations in her own life so that our audience understands this happens to everybody, right? We all get hit with financial situations every day from all angles, and we need to get a little more comfortable with them.
Soledad, I think Jean knows you well. For those of us that have watched you over the decades, we can appreciate your honesty and vulnerability, and also a way in which you're able to connect with the audience, as she just said, to deal with something, you know, that people are hesitant to talk about, but are grateful after it's said and done that you've been able to have this conversation and, you know, get beyond those things that hold us back, right?
Absolutely. I think that's key. I think the uncomfortable conversation, and again, it's not always the dollars. It's the fear of dying. It's the fear of not doing enough. I mean, right, not that I'm going to be a psychologist, but I think the folks from Edelman Financial Engines, I mean, some of their wealth planners were telling us that that's how they think about things. But, you know, they have a couch in their office because they need to talk to people about what's holding them back, what's freaking them out, you know. So those are the conversations I love to have. Gene obviously has been an expert in money and hanging on to your money and spending your money or not spending your money and saving your money for a long, long time. So I think we make a really good team in how to help people navigate what can be very tricky and what sometimes they're really afraid of.
Gene, you know, what's all that mentions is so true is that, you know, we may not want to talk about those things because when we do, it really makes us vulnerable, doesn't it? It really exposes a side of us that we'd rather not people see.
Sometimes I think it makes us stronger when we are able to step up and have these conversations and even look at the numbers. I find, you know, yes, we're not starting with the numbers, but I find, and I know that the Edelman Financial Engines wealth planners find, sometimes you look at the numbers and you're surprised at how much you've actually been able to accomplish. You're doing a better job than you think, and you just need to tweak a little bit. You just need to refine to figure out, okay, my priorities have shifted a little bit this year. I decided because of COVID, I'm not going back into the office. I'm going to start a business of my own. What does that mean? What does it look like? What do I need to bring forward in terms of resources and strategies, maybe a new person or two on the team? How much is that going to cost me? It's really a matter of just deciding, you know, what do I want in my life? Life comes first, right? And then how do I use what I have in order to make it happen?
Exactly. We're talking with Soul to Dad O'Brien, who's won Emmys, Peabody, DuPont, Columbia Awards, much awarded broadcaster, currently anchors a magazine program called Matter of Fact. And Gene Chachy has been a financial editor for NBC's Today Show for 25 years. Soul to Dad, why the title Everyday Wealth?
You know what? Easy to say. We talk about something that you got to deal with every single day. Bill, what a pleasure to chat with you. Will you do me a favor and tell everyone to go to everydaywealth.com because that's really the best way to get all the information about our new show?
Yes, exactly. Well, I'll let you tell them again because you said that so great.
Thank you. Everydaywealth.com is very easy to remember, and we're looking forward to hearing from folks.
Well, Gene, as we wrap things up here, what else can we look forward to and any last-minute financial advice for the new year?
A new show every single week with lots of strategies and tactics and stories and information. And so that's right. Just join us at everydaywealth.com, and we'll be happy to have you.
Well, Gene Chachy and Soledad O'Brien, been a pleasure. Thank you so much. All the best for this coming year, and good luck with the new show. Go break a couple legs, okay?
Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bill Martinez here. Don't you love that music from our good friend John Schlitt, reimagining a classic Christmas song, The Birthday of a King, and he's with us right now. Hey, John, how you doing? Merry Christmas, my buddy.
Merry Christmas, Bill. It's great to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, always good. I appreciate it. And this song, The Birthday of a King, which here it is, the sinners and saints, they've come together. The union, you got the gang together here to give us this great gift for this Christmas season.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying it that way. You know, Billy, who's is the go-getter of the two of us, Billy was famous for starting White Hart with his friends, and you know, I guess I'm notorious for being one of the lead singers for Petra.
Yes.
But Billy found
not to mention, by the way, a Grammy and a Dove Award winning recording artist. By the way, just a couple of minor accolades. Yeah, right, exactly. You're so humble. That's what I love about you.
Well, Billy found the song, buddy, and it was what's her name?
Judy Garland.
Thank you. Judy, of course, was historically famous. Mm-hmm. And I heard her sing the song. Billy had played it for me. He says, what do you think? Let's do this song. I said, I can't follow her. And Billy's always very encouraging. And he says, John, I think this will work really well. I think we can do a version of it. It's going to be great. And it'll be a blessing for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so we put it together. And we have some great people that do amazing productions and mastering and stuff. And just when I heard it, I go, wow. This is nice. And so yes. I really praise God that you give it a chance to be heard. And again, it's sort of a thank you, Jesus. This, mm-hmm. this, if any time of the year, this is when the whole world has to recognize that Jesus Christ existed.
Amen.
And I love it. I just love it. So this was our thank you, Jesus kind of song.
Yeah, don't you love Billy, though? I mean, what's in his brain that he's able to...
I mean,
it's scary because he hears music like this, and you and I hear it, and we go, okay. And then, he's like, he's out in the Twilight Zone somewhere. I mean, and I mean this in a good way. I mean, in any disparaging manner whatsoever. But I love people who have this kind of mindset that go out. I mean, forget about any nine-dot paradigm. I mean, blow that all away. He comes into play, and all of a sudden he's hearing an arrangement, there's no question. I mean, there's a huge difference, you know, like you said, and I don't blame you. You hear Judy Garland singing Birthday of a King, you go, well, how am I supposed to fit in those ruby red shoes?
Yeah, exactly. It was, and as a singer, I respect, you know, the history of music, and of course she was, and it's one of those things that I don't want to try to match that. You know, I don't want to be second best to the history. And
yes.
But he said, John, it won't be that way. Trust me, it's unique. It'll be unique with your voice. It'll be cool. And I'll tell you, he did a great job. And like I said, we've got a team that, maximized it, and I'm really happy with it. And for a singer to say that, that's usually pretty unique, because singers mm-hmm. always hear the worst part, you know. And
yeah.
And I'll say I feel like what I was trying to deliver came through, you know, strong, and I'm so happy to hear it.
It's really awesome, John. You know, the audience just got a little taste of it. They'll get a little bit more, and we'll tell them how they can get the entirety of the Birthday of a King. I mean, in a sense, it's like you're the little drummer boy. I mean, you are bringing to Jesus the gift that he's given to you, your talent, along with the group and Billy and his reimagining special mind and musicality and everything like that, to bring a gift to the baby Jesus on Christmas. And after all, I mean, which is so ironic, because here we are, we want to give him a gift, and he goes, oh, but I am the gift. And I'm the gift from heaven
amen.
To earth, and this comes directly from your Father who loves you.
Oh, amen. Is that not exciting?
That is mind blowing.
I wish more people understood what you just said.
Yeah.
And but you know what? All we can do is be the best we can and be a representative of him the best we can, and live a life that represents him the best we can. And that God's will be will, his will, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the midst of all that we've been dealing with, John, you know, with COVID and chaos reigning all over the place. But you see, the reason that chaos reigns is because righteousness is reigning. And chaos is raising its head even more so, because it's freaking out, because it's realizing that his time is drawing nigh, that Jesus is coming back. I mean, lest we forget, yes, he was here, he left, but he said, hey, I'm going to come back. And the spirit of the first century church of constant, which was amazing to me, that they were so aware and constantly, you know, just diligently seeking after Christ, because they said, he's coming back. He's coming back. And that spirit and awareness of the return of Jesus, I just sense there's this growing, not interest, but anticipation that Jesus, true to his word, is coming back, and it's soon and very soon. And what causes me to think more so that way is that even Billy Graham, before he passed, as you know, Billy Graham, he rarely did he talk about end times prophecy. It was all about evangelism. That's it. And he was asked by a reporter. He says, you know, what do you see, Dr. Graham? Are these the last of the last days? And he just without hesitation said, yeah, these are the last. These are the last of the last days. And so for Dr. Graham to make that, I believe, was a revelatory statement, you know, reminds us sincerely that, hey, we've got a lot to rejoice about and know that peace, God's peace, ultimate peace, is coming soon and very soon with the return of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, wow. Praise God. I've got goosebumps already. Thank you.
Well, thank you and for the team in doing this and blessing us with this song. But before we bring the song up again, give us an update. You know, what's going on with John Schlitt these days?
Oh, buddy, I'm working with the J Secular Band. Actually, we're doing we're recording today for the end of the year concert that we like to do. The Union Center States has a new album coming out. Actually, a redone album, our first album, plus about four or five songs coming out very, very soon. Petra, if the COVID thing will allow, we are doing something in June as a 50th anniversary. We're playing at the Monument of Petra in Jordan.
Wow.
as a celebration of the 50th year of Petra's ministry, which is funny. We retired, 17 years ago, but still, God keeps opening doors, and as long as we're able, we'll walk through them. What else? Oh, I've got my ministry is going strong. I'm doing a lot of woodworking when I'm not touring or in the studio. So God has blessed me and my family in amazing ways. I've never worked a day in my life because what I do, I love. And it seems to stay that way. So that's what John Schlitt's doing at this moment.
Well, that's good. Well, if you need any place to practice, Florida is still a free state, the only one of the 49 remaining. You can come down here, and you don't have to worry about masks. Yes, exactly. Yeah. We can be grateful to a governor that believes in God Almighty and God has been watching over us and been taking care of the state, and we were able to go to restaurants without a mask and no forced vaccinations here, buddy.
Oh, I love it. I look at Florida as a shining beacon of hope.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, John Schlitt, we got to wrap it up, and I'm going to let you intro your song.
Oh, thank you. It is a pleasure to intro this song. It was written by recorded by Billy Smiley myself with the Union Center of Saints. It's called The Birthday of the King.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.